Fighting in Syria has broad security and humanitarian implications for its neighbors, an instability that shows no sign of fading. Secretary Kerry told Prime Minister Netanyahu the international community understands those risks to regional stability, including Israel's security.
The impact of Syria on this region cannot be overstated. Massive numbers of refugees, enormous violence, now the potential of disease, polio, a breakdown of the health system, and perhaps even, if we don't succeed, the destruction of the state of Syria, with all of those dangerous implications.
Mired in its civil war, the Syrian government's done little to antagonize Israel. Syria's army knows the might of Israel's military force, says Cato Institute analyst Doug Bandow, so it's not looking to open a second front with Israel.
I think the issue for Israel much more is simply collapse. It's a question of al-Qaeda, it's a question of terrorism. In many ways, the worst case for Israel is for the rebels to win, because they're much less controllable, there are multiple factions. My guess is there wouldn't be a unified government.
Still, there's also the issue of Iran's support for Syrian forces and for the Lebanon-based anti-Israel militant group Hezbollah. Israel's reportedly struck several Hezbollah targets ferrying arms inside Syria. American University professor Akbar Ahmed says Israel's watching Hezbollah closely.
Iran cannot simply abandon the field, as it were. It also supports Hezbollah. Hezbollah's very closely allied with the government in Syria and has a major presence in Lebanon. And because of the Lebanon situation, Israel gets involved.
Especially at a time when Israel is concerned about Iran's nuclear ambitions and what it fears is a new willingness by international mediators to strike a deal over easing sanctions. Prime Minister Netanyahu says that would be a dangerous mistake.
I think that this attitude, buttressed by a policy of terror worldwide, supporting Hezbollah, Hamas, and all the forces that are against peace, participating in the mass murder in Syria, I think such a regime must not have the world's most dangerous weapons.
Israeli concerns about Syrian instability also include the political crisis in neighboring Egypt and a broader breakdown in alliances, as the United States has suspended the delivery of major weapon systems to Egypt's military-backed civilian government.
Egypt swinging away from its traditional role as a close ally of the United States, and especially in the context of the geopolitics of the region, which brings in Israel, which brings in Saudi Arabia.
As fighting continues, Syrian peace talks that had been planned for later this month may now not happen before the end of the year, as Israel's made clear its willingness to continue striking targets inside Syria to prevent the rearming of Hezbollah. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Jerusalem.